I stared at the blank screen in front of me. It seemed to me that ever since I'd decided that I wanted to try my hand at an actual writing career, I couldn't have a single creative thought. The more I tried to think of something to write, the less I could come up with that sounded even remotely interesting. I had, however, cleaned out the inside of every one of my kitchen cabinets. I'd organized my books by date of publishing and personal preference. My floors were spotless. I'd even scrubbed the windows. Everything that could be done other than writing had been done. Yet again, I found myself sitting in front of my computer waiting for the creative juices to flow. It had never been a problem for me in the past. Writing was my favorite way to express myself. I'd been blogging since I began working on my bucket list. So why was it that now I couldn't find a single word to write? I had heard of writer's block, but this was more like writer's amnesia. I would type out a sentence and then stare at it. Within a few minutes, I would rewrite it 4 or 5 times. Then I would think that it wasn't written correctly. This led me straight to the internet for a grammar lesson. 10 happy kitten videos later, and I still only had 1 sentence written on my screen. I had promised myself that today would be different. Today I would actually make some progress on what I was writing. But so far it wasn't turning out that way. Luckily, the next item on my bucket list was joining the writing group I'd signed up for. The group promised to be a place to get advice and constructive criticism. It met that evening, and I was looking forward to getting some experienced eyes on my writing. I'd been dabbling with a novel. The characters were so real and alive to me that they could have walked right in the door of my apartment. I had a storyline that I liked, but transitioning from storyline to actual story was proving to be a stumbling block for me. I wasn't sure I was ever going to get to a point of being able to achieve what I wanted with it. At least not within this century. I was really hoping that the group I was planning on attending would be able to offer some tips and suggestions. I printed out the few pages I'd written just in case anyone would be willing to read them. I was feeling very insecure about actually sharing my writing with others. Since everyone in the group was a writer, I hoped that they would understand that fear. It was my day off from Fluff and Stuff, so I had nothing to distract me. I just couldn't sit still. The desire was there, but the follow-through was gone. I chalked it up to a little bit of anxiety about meeting new people at the group. I decided to try writing my current thoughts instead of focusing so much on the novel. I logged onto my blog and began typing up a new post. I let my readers know that I would be attending my first writing group that night. Somewhere in my tirade about writer's block and my insecurity about meeting new people, I threw in the name of the cafe where we'd be meeting. I was usually very careful about not revealing any identifying information. When I read the blog over, I noticed it, but I'd already published it. I didn't think it would be a big deal. I only had a handful of readers, and I doubted any were interested in me that much. Once the blog was up, I went to my bedroom to change for the meeting. I wanted to look like a writer. After a few minutes of pulling clothes out of my closet and then tossing them into the rejection pile on my bed, I realized that I had no idea how writers dressed. I decided to do a little internet research to find out. When I sat back down at my computer, I noticed an alert showing that I'd gotten a new comment on my blog. I was excited to see it, as I was hoping it would be from Blue. He and I had begun quite an exchange lately about my writing skills. I clicked on the link, and the comment appeared. SWF. You don't need other writers to tell you that you can write. You write. So you're a writer. Good luck anyway. I hope you have a great time. Try not to knock anybody out. Blue. I had to laugh at his final words. I had been pretty honest about my clumsy behavior on my blog. I just couldn't seem to go anywhere without knocking into something or falling on my rear end. It was becoming a bit of a joke with my readers.